Are you considering buying or selling your home? Maybe you are a first-time homebuyer. You will need a realtor who will guide you through the process. A realtor who is detail-oriented, personal, trustworthy, and has a sense of urgency. You need G. Clef. G. Clef is extremely thorough and will work above and beyond your expectations, focusing his attention on getting the best result for you. Whether it's listing your home or matching you with the perfect home, he is committed to working in your best interest. You may be thinking, am I able to afford a house? Is my credit score high enough? How much of a down payment do I need? G. Clef works with some of the best loan officers in Central Florida, giving you different options when it comes to home loans. To reach out with any questions you may have, you may message his Facebook page at facebook.com/Central Florida Realtor. That's facebook.com/Central FLA Realtor. Specializing in the Lakeland, Claremont, Winter Garden, and Four Corners areas of Central Florida. And now, the Big Ho Pod Show.
Cause I'm a hoe, you know I'm a hoe. I rock three different freaks after every show. Cause I'm a hoe, you know I'm a hoe. How do you know? Because I told you to go.
Welcome to the Big Ho Pod Show, a talk forum where old school hip hop meets Howard Stern at the Def Comedy Jam, an entertaining and informative podcast discussing everything from pop culture and topics of the day to frivolous fun and nonsense.
The name Big Ho is in no way intended to insult or degrade any one person or people.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
here are your hosts of the Big Ho Pod Show, DJ G. Clef and DJ Biggs.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Big Ho Pod Show.
It's another episode.
It is yours truly, G. Clef.
Uh-huh. DJ Biggs up in the house.
Yes, sir. It is time for another fun-filled hour with the Big Ho Pod Show.
Let's have some fun.
Make sure you check us out on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. We appreciate it. We are also on Stitcher and on TuneIn. And on my Mixcloud account, DJ G. Clef. DJ Biggs, did you put our episodes on your Mixcloud account or what?
No, they're not there. They're on yours.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
When you going to plan on doing that?
I'm lazy. I'm sorry.
Stop eating all that food.
That's what it is. I get off the couch. Remember, I said I was going to start eating more salads. I did say that, didn't I?
Well, go ahead and give out your social media. Let's do that first and foremost.
All right, let's do that. Facebook and Instagram, DJ Biggs Orlando.
I see you changed it.
I did, to make it simple.
I did
make
see it that. Easy. You had Mike in the hand. That's
yes,
done.
Yes, yes.
So DJ Biggs Orlando.
Everything's DJ Biggs Orlando. Two G's. What's
okay,
up?
Okay. On Instagram, you can check me out at GClef the Realtor. That is G_Clef_the_Realtor. I'm a realtor in Central Florida. If you're looking to list, you're looking to buy a home, I'm the guy to contact. A lot of people are like, you're a hip-hop DJ. What you know about real estate?
Well,
I know a lot about real estate, and I will take care of you. Trust and believe.
Yes, he'll DJ at your house party after you buy it. What?
Actually, you know what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I'm actually giving a free home warranty with every listing or every sale that I do.
Are you?
Yeah. So
you,
if you would like to get that home warranty absolutely free, compliments of DJ Biggs, then list with me or buy with me. Actually, I'm kidding, but I will take care of you. That is true, though. I will give you the home warranty for a year. So reach out to me. DM me on Instagram, and my website is G. Clef Productions. So that's that.
Yes.
But, of course, on Big Ho, we like to talk to some people, some local people. Let them know what's up. Let them shine. Let them promote their business.
Right.
Who we got in here today,
oh,
brother?
Oh, let me tell you who we got up in here today. This lady that we got up in here is kind of scary to me. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's the unknown. I don't know anything about what she does.
Okay.
So that's why. That's why it's scary. And you know black people get scared easily. So let me give you a little bit of time. First of all, she's a critical care nurse, okay?
Okay,
she does
that
part don't scare me.
Okay.
That part don't scare me. But also, she's powerfully purposed. She's uniquely empowered, and her journey is unrivaled.
What's wrong with that?
That's ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's positive.
Nothing wrong with that. She's a life coach. That's what scares me, because I don't know where my life is going.
Well, then you need her coaching.
You know?
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Cindy Cherry.
Hey, hey, hey.
She in the house, y'all. She in the house. Cindy, let them know what's up. What's going on with you?
What's up? What's up? I am here.
You're here. You're here to promote your business. What you got going on?
All right. So I am a transformational life coach. Mm. I am also an NLP practitioner. Mm. And by night, I am a critical care RN.
Okay. Good Lord. Yeah. You have time to sleep
you
and eat?
You Jamaican? Like me?
No, I'm Haitian and Cuban.
She got tree jobs.
Yeah, well, that's a Caribbean thing. You know,
it.
You
that's
go from one job to the next.
Right, right.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
You got energy. You got energy. Make that's it happen, right. That ambition.
You're
now,
better.
NLP practitioner, that's like neuro-linguini.
Neuro-linguini?
You're making me hungry.
Neurolinguistic practitioner.
Neurolinguistic programming practitioner.
Okay, what exactly is that for the people that don't know?
I should have studied again. You see that every time I come up in here, I don't know what these people be talking about.
I'll try to dumb it down for you next time.
Please, man.
Who do you want me to get in here, bro?
I don't know. But
I know what it is, but for the people that don't know, I'm going to let Cindy tell everybody what it is.
Alrighty, so neurolinguistic programming is just a different form of therapy, in a sense, in which we do let me word it this way. So each and every one of us has different thought patterns, different programmings inside of us. For example, the way that you do something is a programming that you've learned, mm-hmm. right? So neurolinguistic programming is an interruption in that pattern. Mm. And it's incredible. It helps to rewire the way that we do different things, to interrupt different patterns that kind of stop us from becoming the best versions of ourselves. Mm. That stop us from operating in the highest form of our capacity. And that's just, there's different techniques because our language, truthfully, our thoughts become our actions.
Actions, right.
So it's going into the mind initially. And
Remember I said that to you, bro? Once you have your mind, you have everything.
Yeah.
Okay, because the body follows.
That man lost their mind. He's out of his mind. He doesn't know which way he's going. He doesn't have a mind anymore. Okay. So he's doomed.
Okay.
But the mind, it starts in the mind.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So once you have like control a habit of your mind, or something like that, you can...
Yeah, you can interrupt
like
that.
Like smoking.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely. You can reprogram that because it's always like a hand-to-mouth kind of thing.
Okay.
So you can actually reprogram that and replace that with something that's more beneficial for you.
Okay.
Like eating more food?
Yeah, eating...
What? No, replacing that makes you fat now. That makes you fat.
No, replacing it with
problem.
A healthier hand-to-mouth habit, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you suggest?
putting on lip balm.
Oh my goodness! It all varies for everybody.
Okay,
because it all stems from different things. Most of the time, it traces back to childhood situations, and each and every one of us finds comfort in the habits that we have.
True.
So it's just kind of
it's about comfort, right?
Absolutely.
Everything in life.
Absolutely.
Right.
So you got to get to know these people first, so you know what to. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
How do you delve into knowing them? Like, what is your process? Say, I were to come to you and say, Cindy, I need help. Help me. Help me. What's the first thing you do?
So through inquisitive questioning, I kind of get down to the basics of what you're asked. What do you need help with? Okay. I find out the foundations, whether it's changing different habits, just empowerment, self-control, limiting self-limiting beliefs, self-sabotaging behavior, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then we just start doing inventory on those particular things. Mm-hmm. And each particular thing has their own type of inventory. So I go through that and we just build from there. It's a specific process tailored per person.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, how do you say? Just like a broad thing that I do. You know what I mean?
Okay. It's not a cookie cutter type situation.
Exactly.
It's very specific.
That's all well and fine, but you know the first question I would ask?
What?
Can you pay for this service?
That's not true. That's true.
Just need to know.
Wait, you want her to pay for your service?
No, if I was her. That's why I've been asking people. You got to know if they can pay for it.
But you
they
know
ask
what?
For help.
She'll give the quote first, I'm sure, right?
No, actually.
Uh-oh, see?
I talked to
see?
You first.
So
because
you,
I need to understand, we both need to see
if you're a good fit
for one another.
Right, if you're a good fit.
And
that
then
makes
so,
sense.
Yep, if we fit one another, a lot of the times, if you want it, you'll make it happen. True. Now, I'm not saying go broke to afford me, because right. I like to think that I'm pretty affordable.
Okay.
Right. A lot of women nowadays ain't. I'm sorry.
Listen.
That's a different podcast.
That's a different episode, podcast right okay? there. If you can't afford her.
Then you don't need to be with
her. Then you don't need to be with
That's
her.
True. Hey! Preach, girl.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That was free. That was free.
All right, now. she giving us free stuff.
But, yeah, so I have a conversation with my clients, potential clients, and see if we are a fit for one another. And if we are, then we proceed and we start developing packages, whether we're going to do per session or we're going to do per package.
Okay.
And then we go from there.
Cool.
Now, what made you get into this line of work and how long have you been doing it?
So I've been doing it for a few months now, actually. Just being in nursing and being that person who's just been ambitious. And, you know, have you ever felt like you've gotten to a point in your life where you're like, how do I get out of this? How do I get unstuck?
It starts in the mind.
Yeah. How do I get unstuck? Like, what is my purpose and how do I get there?
What I do is I kind of envision. Well, bro, that's not something you do on a holiday basis. What I do is I kind of envision what I would like to achieve. And then I see myself going forth with those steps to make that happen. Because like you said, it's all about action. You can sit there and wish and ponder and wonder what if. But unless you take a step forward and do something, ain't nothing going to happen.
Thought first, action second.
Absolutely. Yeah. But some people don't know how to put those thoughts into actions.
Right.
So that's where I come into play and I put those thoughts into actions.
Okay. Okay.
I help you put those thoughts into actions, actually, because when you do it yourself, it has lasting results.
Okay.
So I just give you the structure and I kind of guide you. I'm your support system. You're Batman. I'm Robin.
All right.
And with like that right?
He loves Batman.
Like, all right, that's why I like that. I like you already. Look at that. Say some more Batman stuff.
Pow! That, bam! There it is!
So with that kind of technique and that process right there, then we're able to narrow down the specific things that you need to accomplish your goals and to begin to live the life that you love.
Okay. So the NLP practitioner and the life coach, they're all together.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And what's the name of your practice again for people that would like to know?
So my business is called Journey Unrivaled. And I love to say powerfully purposed, uniquely empowered.
Yes.
Your journey unrivaled.
Right on.
Because truthfully, there is no journey like yours. You know, there is a testimony to your journey that other people need.
That's right.
And once you're empowered in that place, you can do incredible things. A lot of us are unaware of our power.
What is your website for your or your social media for your practice?
So my website is Journey Unrivaled, and that's...
As I handed her her own business card to read the...
Listen! Listen,
you just outed her, man. You just outed her.
Listen, we're going to be transparent. I literally just came from a night shift.
Okay. She working
saving
hard.
Lives, all right, in the ER, okay? So we're going to cut me some slack.
We got to talk about that, too, because I'm interested in all that ER stuff.
So you're going to cut me some slack about that?
Yes.
Ma'am. Okay, let's get started again. So my website is journeyunrivaled.
You can look at the cards.
Setmore.com. You can find me there. You can find me there. You can contact me through that website. And through there, you can link up with my Instagram, my Facebook, and just ask me any questions.
And begin to get yourself empowered.
Yes, exactly.
Now, what did something like I do Reiki? I'm a Reiki master.
Absolutely.
I've always heard the term years ago, and I didn't know what it was. Then one day, all of a sudden, it hit me like a ton of bricks to look into it, and I did. What triggered you to look into life coaching and pursue it? Like something happened in your life personally, or how did that all come about?
So I've always been the kind of woman to want to empower other individuals. And as amazing as it sounds, when I say it out loud, it sounds even better. But I just woke up and I kind of just saw it. It's like I envisioned it. I saw it right before me vividly. And I just knew that this was something that God wanted me to pursue. This was a purpose because I asked to begin to operate in my purpose, because when you operate in your purpose, things begin to align for you.
Yep, you're absolutely.
So, yeah, I said, Lord, just show me how I can operate in my purpose and thrive in that place. And I woke up and I just saw it. I just saw me empowering people and just kind of just helping people to see that each and every one of us is created whole. We lack nothing. And truthfully, we have everything that we need to be the best versions of ourselves.
We are all given 24 hours a day.
Yes.
And it's what you do with it is what counts.
Yeah.
Look at Diddy. Yeah. Look at Jay-Z. Look at all these artists. Look at these actors. Look at all these activists. Yes. They're all given 24 hours a day. They don't have an extra hour given.
Right.
Yeah. And then you got some people that don't do nothing, and they're complaining.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
We're all on the same playing field.
That's it. You know, I mean, I would say there is definitely a nature versus nurture thing. It's not that people don't know how to utilize their 24 hours. It's all in how they've been taught to utilize their 24 hours. Mm-hmm. It's there's not it's just about being resourceful. You could be in an environment where you have no resources, but if you want it, if you know what you want, you'll find the resources for you. You'll pull those resources from where you need them.
Mm. Right. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Mm. It's true.
That's powerful.
I'm telling you, I came here to serve it.
That's powerful.
Bro, you got to think about when we were younger, right? Yes. Or even in college.
Okay.
Yo, ramen noodles was like a treat.
Okay.
That's what we had. That was what we had. That's
right. Listen,
it was.
Even now.
Yeah. And, she said, even now.
And you make it work with what you
absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely.
You
absolutely.
Add a little bit of spice. You might have an extra piece of chicken you had left. You cut it up.
Right.
You throw it in.
Cut
there,
up your little hot dogs. Dock
it up, right?
And your sweet mates are like, where you get that? Uh-huh. I'm like, yo, I cooked it up. I'm
okay, though.
That's right. That's it.
You know, you just got to learn to improvise with what you have.
It's true.
You know, once you begin to do that, there's some incredible things that can happen. And actually taking advantage of your opportunities. A lot of us don't take advantage of opportunities.
Out
and
of
then,
fear.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Fear of rejection and fear of actually success.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And truthfully, most feel a fear of failure as well. But one of my favorite things is there's no failure. There's just feedback.
And life lessons learned.
Absolutely. Mm, and it's all in what you take from it.
Right.
Everything's a lesson.
Absolutely.
It's true.
You can let it make you better or bitter.
When can DJ Biggs sign up for your group?
Listen, you can sign up right now, DJ Biggs.
help me out. I need direction.
Say no more, boss man.
I gotta know where I'm going with my life.
I'll help you with that. I got you.
Can we? I know this is not. We gotta talk about the ER a little bit because I love all those shows on TV about the blood. Okay. We gotta talk a little bit about
life.
That.
This is real life.
Well, this is real life too. She work in the ER.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Tell me the what would you like to ask?
Glorious thing you see. Come on now.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let me think of it. Okay. The nastiest and glorious.
Yeah. Something that's gonna
glorious.
Make us,
or
gory.
Gory. Oh, gory. I thought you said glorious.
I thought he said glorious too. I was like, okay. I've seen a few things. I guess it just depends on what kind of.
Throw one out.
All right. So there was one person. They haven't. Are you ready for this TMI, though? Are you ready for this?
Go.
Okay, cool. Okay,
we keep it real here.
All right. So there was one person who hadn't had like a bowel movement in like over a week.
Oh.
So she began to throw up.
Oh, I know her.
And then the throw up had poop in it. No, I'm kidding. So she threw up everywhere, projectile vomited all over the floor. In that throw up, it had feces in there.
Oh, Lord. That's enough.
Wow.
Yeah, and it got on my shoes and on my hands. Oh. So I'm leaving the room smelling just like this. I'm covered.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's
what I'm
saying.
You got your doo-doo come out of your mouth?
Uh-huh. Or having a huge GI bleed and just bleeding everywhere internally. And whenever you go to do CPR because they're dying, blood is coming out of their mouth and you're getting blood everywhere. Absolutely. Oh. Get intubated. You're getting blood. You're getting throw up.
That's scary, man.
It is scary.
How long have you been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for over 2 years.
Okay. I applaud you because you need to have a really strong,
constitution.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, that'd have been it. I'd have hit the floor.
Yeah.
Lord, I quit. That's it. I'm done.
You know what, though, last night?
The first turn that hit me, I'm done.
Listen, last night I went to go do an EKG, and before I could even move my arm, the woman just. She just threw up. She just threw up.
Did it get you?
Over everything.
Did it get you?
I think they
got on my arm.
They're like, okay, you need to reevaluate your coworkers. So they're like, yo, send Cindy in there.
I know. How come they ain't doing it?
We all get our fair share.
Oh,
We really do. We all get our fair share.
Are you covered up? Did it get on your bare skin or something?
Yes,
like
that? Yes, it did.
Oh, no. See, I'm going in with combat wear.
It's not selective.
No.
Seriously. Because you're not expecting it. You're not expecting
have on a
it.
A parka? A hoodie? Timberlands?
You're going in there with hazmat?
And a Gucci face mask.
Okay. Okay.
No, we
you going in there with that Gucci face mask, start scaring somebody.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Hey, well, you know.
He's kidding about that Gucci face mask, man. That's straight racist.
Okay, though. And they knew it. They knew it.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
So, okay. Keep going, though. Keep going. Okay, go back to the other stuff.
Yeah.
Enough of that.
I see that you have this promotion going on for $20 off.
Yes.
There's a postcard for your journey unrivaled. Like, do you visit people? Do you do Skype? How do you work with the people?
And so
can they redeem this card?
So actually, if they would like, just go to my website and they can send me a message and just say that they heard it from the Big Ho Pod Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go ahead and give them that $20 off of a discovery session.
And we will get $10 out of that.
I wish we was.
For the referral.
They lie. They lie.
Look at that. Just by listening to the Big Ho Pod Show, you're getting benefits.
Yes.
Look at that.
There you go. A good laugh and some info.
Absolutely.
See that? You
gotta get yourself empowered.
You got to laugh every day and you got to learn every day.
I'm telling you.
You don't quit school, listen to us, and you'll be
good. Hey, no, we don't.
Listen, I do not endorse that message.
Send all your replies to GClef at.
So do you do Skype sessions? Do you go to people's homes? Do they come to you? Like, how does that work?
So actually, I can do face-to-face sessions, Skype sessions, over-the-phone sessions. The work that I do is powerful either way. So either way works. It's just client preference and availability, and then we make it work.
Okay, so somebody come to you and say, I got a problem with gambling. Can you help me?
Okay, first I decipher whether this is a situation for therapy or a situation for me.
For the police.
If they owe, then it's for the police or something like that. What are you saying?
Hold on, let me go check the schedule, and she called a 5-0.
I would not do you like that.
Hey, I got a problem with stealing. Can you help me out?
Yeah, no, that's the 1 second.
No
9
problem.
1-1.
So what do you do? Go ahead. Go back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. How she would respond to that, she's like, let's go down to the casino and see what happened.
No, I would not. Oh. So actually, like I said, I would do some intake questions. And from those intake questions, I would be able to decipher whether or not this is a therapeutic issue or if this is something where you're in a space where you're ready to for your unconscious mind to let go of what gambling brings to you. Mm. And you know what you would like to replace it with. If you know what you like to replace that habit with, then I can definitely go in and do some pattern interruption. And if not, if it's something that stems from trauma or something that has struck a chord deeply mentally and it requires therapy, then I would definitely refer you towards therapy because I'm not a therapist.
So that person has to. So what you're saying is that person has to be ready.
Absolutely.
To be helped.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, you can't force. You can lead a horse to water. You can't force him to drink it.
My brother says that all the time.
So
you said it all the time.
Says that all the time.
With hypnotherapy, like, do you do that? I've had that done before. Hypnotherapy.
What was your experience?
What's hypnotherapy?
It's when you're hypnotized.
Oh.
Yeah, I did that when I got divorced. What's
it going to do? What, you get hypnotized? Bro,
don't know how to act whenever you say something like hypnotherapy.
That's a private session, man. I'm not telling you.
Turn into a chicken? Cluck, cluck. What do you do?
No,
what
actually, hypnotherapy has some really therapeutic
benefits.
Absolutely.
You go to the root.
Because you go to a part of the mind that is inaccessible whenever the conscious mind is aware.
Okay.
Right.
And whenever you put that conscious mind asleep and you go into the unconscious mind, that's where you access a lot of the roots of the things that you do.
Right.
Those are where your habits live. Those are where your fears live. Those are where your beliefs live. Yeah, exactly. Mm. That's literally Pandora's box there.
You open up. You don't know what you're opening up.
I'm telling you, once you dive into there, and that's what hypnotherapy does, you get to start unraveling some things, basically.
Ooh. Right. It starts within.
It does. It really does.
It's like, you know, you can have a pretty car. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Open the hood. There's no engine in there.
None.
Oh, you ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
Yep.
I know that's right. So, no, actually, right now I don't do hypnotherapy, but I am going to pretty soon after training, doing some mental emotional release therapy, which I'm very excited to do so, which kind of just, so mental emotional release therapy just is really some powerful stuff right there. That stuff is really incredible. It just goes back into some time. It's kind of playing the real, like a movie of your life, and every place that includes any trauma or things like that, it goes back and it just goes into those moments and it makes them less traumatic, or I wouldn't say erase. It just rewires it, reprograms it in your brain so that
remixes it.
I like that. It remixes it. Yes, it remixes. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Everybody give G a round of applause. So yeah, I would say that it remixes it so that if that right there, whatever that situation was holding you back from becoming the best version of yourself, it goes in and it remixes it so that you are free from that particular thing, because a lot of us are held captive due to our experiences.
It's a cycle.
Exactly. And we don't realize that we get in that cryptic cycle because, you know, we just live in it and we find comfort in it. But yeah, that's what a mental emotional release therapy does. It's just a little bit of
when
it.
When you learn that, I may need to hold you, because you know why? Because see, I'm afraid of water.
Yeah, he doesn't swim.
Really?
That's why he asked about the showers. Because he don't like to take showers.
No. Would you take those sponge baths?
Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
There's no judgment, bro.
Don't judge me.
That's why we're here to help.
You got a closet full of washcloths, don't you?
And hey, you know what?
Dry ones. But seriously, like, you don't swim, bro.
I know I don't swim.
He doesn't
swim. Because I'm afraid of water.
But what was the first experience of water?
I'm going to tell you what. I'll tell you exactly what happened to me.
Okay, tell me.
This is back up in New York, and I was about 8-9 years old. And in our backyard, we had a pool. Believe it or not, we had a pool. And I was in it one time, and I tripped. And I took in some water, and I remember that. And let me tell you, to this day, every time I see water, that's what I think of.
You replay that image. Your brain
keeps going back and back like a bad movie.
He hesitates before he steps in the shower.
let me tell you, I do take showers.
It takes him 5 minutes to decide whether he wants to go in or not.
I do, but I tell you, I don't let the water touch my face.
What?
Y'all laughing. Don't stop
bro,
laughing
at
me.
You got to clean your face.
Listen to me. I am being open with y'all, and y'all making fun of me.
I'm sorry.
Tell her about the time with when somebody pushed you in the pool and you had your phone in your pocket. Remember?
Oh,
that?
Lord. That was another trauma. That was another trauma. That was a while ago. Yes. I was sitting on the edge of a pool, and then somebody came along.
As a joke, pushed him in there.
And pushed me in the water.
You made them pay for your phone.
Oh, sure. That, you know, hey. I may be afraid of water, but I ain't afraid of nothing else. Okay.
Okay. All right.
But yes, and that's what happened. So I do have a fear of water. Mm-hmm. Help me.
So please. With coaching, what I would say is,
first of all, I ain't got no money.
So that's okay. This is a complimentary.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
A little tidbit thank here. You, so
first of all, she's gonna submerge you in water.
Hey, no,
right?
No.
That's exposure therapy right there. I'm not qualified to do that right there. We're not gonna do that.
No.
So what I just did was ask you what your first experience with it was.
Yes.
Then I would ask you before that, what was your other experience with water? Was it as traumatic as that?
Yes, that was.
Before that, eight, 9 year old age. Did you have another experience before that?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I had an experience before that. That one I remember. That
so that's the one that replays every time you come across water.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
so
ma'am.
in that moment, our brain develops coping mechanisms. So in that moment, your brain decided that it needs to protect you from whatever is gonna harm you, and that would be water.
Yes,
because you felt like you were being attacked by water initially.
That,
in a sense,
that's why I don't even drink water.
Exactly. So then you would have to do some phobia release therapy, in a sense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got work to do.
Yes.
Oh.
If you wanna get rid of that phobia, that's something definitely that can be accomplished with
NLP. I'm not hopeless. NLP.
You're not hopeless. Okay. I don't think any of us is hopeless, actually.
Okay, that's good to know. It's good to know.
It all starts in the mind.
Absolutely. Mind. Your mind is a very powerful weapon.
Powerful.
If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
It's true. Totally.
I'm going to see that lotto ticket.
I'm telling you. You better see it.
You know what? I'm not really for playing lotto.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, if a big like Powerball is coming, I'll probably play. But you know, some people play religiously every week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'd rather take that energy and money and put it towards something else. The lottery is like one in a, what is the chances of you winning?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
like actually a poor person's mentality, some people
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I got to play lottery because I'm trying to get this money fast. Right. You know, can instead you, of working.
Yeah. Can you imagine if people put that much effort into their goals?
Right.
If people put that much effort into the pursuit of the things that they say that they wanted.
Whether it be negative energy that they're going on.
Yeah.
Or the lottery money, whatever it is.
Right.
Focus it into a specific detailed goal.
Channel it.
Yeah, seriously. Absolutely. Redirect that energy. And when you redirect that energy, incredible things happen. You start finding that you start accomplishing goals. You start finding that you're living a life that looks nothing like the life prior to.
And the thing about it is this, like, it's a domino effect. Because once you succeed, that energy is going to build you up even more and you're going to continue to have successes.
Yeah. Mm. It's kind of like that adrenaline feeling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When you, that feeling that you get, that rush that you get,
like
once your brain.
Superman.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Once you get that power feeling, your brain is going to crave more of it as though like an addiction. That's why some people really are addicted to being ambitious and motivated.
Your brain starts releasing those dopamines and all that stuff, right? You didn't know I knew that word, did you?
Dopamine.
I know you were smart. I knew it.
You
know,
see that?
I knew it.
It's like you, DJ Biggs. You're a personal trainer.
Yes.
So when you're working out in the gym and then you know, you're getting your muscles built up, you want to do more. You're like, you feel that. You're like, man, I can keep going with this. It's like somebody that's lazy or laying down.
Uh-huh.
It's so hard for them to get motivated and move. But once you get moving and you get your momentum going, you don't want to stop.
Keep
you
going.
Got that momentum still going.
Yeah. And it's most importantly finding out what's your motivating factor. When you know what your why is, it'll prepare you to propel you to do some incredible things.
True.
If you don't have a why, you're like, okay, I'm just gonna get up and I'm gonna work out.
I'm complacent.
You're gonna be complacent. Oh,
but no focus.
Exactly. If you don't have a focus and you don't have nowhere to direct that energy,
gotta be hungry.
Then
for it.
Exactly. You know, so
like we hungry for some more ratings on iTunes.
Okay, and I'm hungry for some bookings.
There you go.
The Big Ho Pod Show. Actually, we're doing pretty well for a podcast that just started this year. We actually did this in 2012. We took a 7-year hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're back, but we're actually doing pretty well for coming back this year.
People are loving us.
Yeah. So if you like us and
we love you too.
I'm feeling it.
And we resonate with you. Please share us with your friends and
please do so.
And send us a message on our Facebook page, The Big Ho Pod Show.
The Big Ho.
DJ Biggs, are we going to put guests on there as pictures like we took a picture last
time? Yes, we are. Okay. We're going to put that up.
When is that going to happen?
That's going to happen real soon. We're going to take a picture today.
Soon meeting like.
Soon meeting.
Y'all are welcome in advance for my lovely face. Just saying that. Okay.
Well, that's a prerequisite. If you're a guest with us, you have to be featured on the Big Ho Pod Show page, which of course I'm sure you'd like anyway.
I would love to.
It's free promotion for you.
I know, right?
One hand washes the other.
Absolutely.
So, but on Big Ho, what we like to do is we like to talk to our guests and let them promote their product or service. And once again, your product and service is, once again,
Journey Unrivaled.
And your website is
journeyunrivaled.setmore.com.
Spell that, Setmore?
Yes, S-E-T-M-O-R-E, one word, .com. So, okay. Journey. J-O-U-R-N-E-Y.
You don't have to roll the whole thing.
Hey.
Some of us don't know how to spell journey. And some people don't know how to spell unrivaled.
No judgment.
You need the card again?
No judgment.
Okay.
Oh, you being petty. You throwing shade.
That's
y'all saw me.
Up.
Listen, if y'all were here, y'all would have seen me start spelling it without my card in hand. So we're not going to throw no shade, though.
Okay. Go ahead.
journeyunrivaled.setmore.com.
All right.
Hit up Cindy Cherry there. She'll let you know
what's up. That's a name. That's a stage name. Cindy Cherry. Check it out. See up in the house.
And
Cindy
telling you.
They could find you on Facebook under Cindy
Cherry.
Yes,
they can find me as on Facebook under Cindy
Cherry. We're in Central Florida, so if you're in Central Florida, reach out to her, and she'll let you know what's up with her
practice. You travel? So if like somebody from, like, say, Georgia.
She does Skype.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, Skype. You do it that way. But what if they want you personal there?
Then they got a person.
Are you going to cover travel expenses?
Okay, that's a strong shade. That's it. Well, you got to put it out there.
If you cover travel expenses, I will come up there and change your life.
You go to California, you go to Wyoming, you go anywhere, as long as they pay.
You cover travel expenses, I will come up there and transform your life.
She needs per diem for the vacation portion,
okay, though.
That goes with it. what you know. You go to California, you go to the beach a couple of days, and then empower somebody, and then go to the beach again.
Right, true. Like we used to do, bro, back
that's
in the
it,
day.
That's it,
right?
Back in the day, that's it.
Yo, we used to go DJ Cancun, all these places. We'd be there for like 4 days. We had to DJ one night. Seriously.
Hang out for 3 days.
Right, and
work one
yourself,
day.
Have a good old time.
Getting paid. Yeah.
Gotta
that.
Have a balance, right?
God bless America.
But on Big Ho, we're an old school podcast. So we like to ask our guests about old school hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And I met with Cindy before and I asked her, I said, hey, you got to do a little bit of research. Now you're only, what, 20?
25.
Five.
So youngin,
you were born in what year?
1994.
Okay,
Lord, nice.
Okay, so listen, you know, so you should know.
I know a little something.
Okay, can you name like three old school hip hop artists?
Will Coolio count?
Okay,
Coolio, we'll take it. Okay, Coolio,
Coolio's one.
We'll take it.
Okay.
Why? Wait. Why wouldn't he count?
I don't know. I'm just asking you.
It's not like he said Tom Petty.
No. Okay. I had to see if he fell into the category.
Okay,
listen.
Coolio.
Okay,
so
else?
Coolio. Uh-huh. Let's see. So it has to be hip-hop. Can it be rap?
Yeah,
hip-hop, yeah. Rap. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so Tupac, Biggie.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Yay. All right.
That is hip-hop, you know, just so you know.
She got it.
I thought it was just rap.
Since you're on a roll, name one more.
Oh, let's see. Okay. A Tribe Called Quest.
Wow. Okay. Yo, you get the award. That is my favorite hip-hop group of all time. Yes. Nice.
Check the ride.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. So you know what's up. Okay, cool. Because a lot of people come in here, they're clueless.
Yes.
They looking around the room trying to pull names. You see NWA on the wall up there?
Oh, NWA?
Yeah.
One person called it Noah.
She said, I said, name one song from NWA. She's like, Hope? I said, you got the wrong NWA. That's a true story. That's a podcast you can look
for.
Oh,
my
for.
God.
But, yeah,
I got to look
said,
for that one.
I was like, nope.
I got to look for that one.
Okay, so we like to play an old school hip hop song related to the topic of discussion. Okay. Since we're talking about self-empowerment, now this is for guys and girls. This is not just like straight women's empowerment.
Yeah, you're
right.
It is for guys and girls.
Anybody could be empowered.
Right. Everybody deserves it.
Everybody deserves empowerment.
Now, when we sat down, I said maybe a good song for us to play would be that Queen Latifah, UNITY.
Queen Latifah.
But that's focusing on women, though. Who are you calling up?
Okay, right.
You have any suggestions, DJ Biggs, or what do you think?
You know what, though? We call men the B word too. Listen, you know,
really?
But when I, yeah, some of us do.
We need to talk about that.
I'm not saying me. I'm saying some of us do.
Oh,
but
some
when
of your
I
friends.
Listen to it,
not you. Okay, before, just some of your friends.
Before we get into the music, now we got to talk about it. You opened up a whole new can
you
of
sure
worms.
Did.
Oh my
we
goodness.
Was about to close, but yeah. We opened it back up.
Let's go.
Oh my goodness. Okay, for okay. So when I say that I get, like, I would say that I'm speaking to. Some of the women who feel as though a lot of men have become more feminine.
I agree. You know why? Because women are more masculine.
Yeah, we're more masculine in a lot of ways. We emasculate men as well.
Flipping the script.
So
I like that.
I'm telling you. So that's why I would say that some would refer to some men as that word. It's still derogatory. It's still a derogative word. But
you talking about metrosexual guys, right?
I'm talking about not even that. There's definitely some heterosexual men that are. I would say
it's the way they act.
It's the way they act, right. As though they can't get a no or they can't get a disappointment,
not,
as though they're
not
entitled.
It's not grooming because I groom myself pretty well. You groom yourself.
It's not the grooming.
Not, it's how they behave.
It's the character. It's the behavior.
Okay.
You know, it's a little more.
Can't take disappointment.
Like a kid.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't even say
it
feminine. It's more immature.
Right.
Don't disappoint me.
Yeah, don't disappoint me. Why? You know, like, I deserve, you know, this is mine and things like that. So then I
feel empowered that I should have it now.
You sound like you had some bad experiences, Cindy.
Talk about it.
You know what?
Bring it out. It's okay.
I don't.
It's safe. It's safe.
I don't.
You don't?
She don't have the tolerance.
I don't have the tolerance for that kind of behavior.
I hear you. That's good. Strong J. You shouldn't tolerate that. Nobody should.
Not. Absolutely not.
All right, now.
So we're going to dive back into that. So I think the UNITY actually works because... It doesn't have to necessarily apply to just women. It's who you calling a whatever.
Anybody could be a
you know
B.
That's true. Like you said, nowadays, you got some dudes out here wearing dresses.
Oh.
Real talk. You know, that's crazy. On award shows. proud.
Yeah.
But
I mean, dresses. You know, their sense of expression is different, especially with this the
yeah,
generation.
You call it different. You ask a Jamaican how they feel about that.
The island people are different. Island people have their own dress code that people must abide by.
You call it different.
Wait.
Different.
Wait, we got to talk to you. Yo, wear a dress. We're talking to you.
Y'all could be as unique as y'all want.
I ain't wearing no damn dress.
You don't have to.
Come up in here
and
in our house.
If it makes you feel empowered, go ahead and do it.
It's okay for me to wear a dress. I ain't wearing no dress either. I wear no dresses.
So let's give it up for my girl, Cindy Cherry. Give her a round of applause.
Cindy Cherry in the house. Cindy Cherry.
And her company, once again, is Journey Unrivaled. Find her on Instagram and her website, once again, is journeyunrivaled. What was it?
Setmore.com.
Setmore.com.
Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, that's good. She's going to get everybody
I'm
empowered.
I'm telling you, it's going to be lit.
Everybody. Everybody going to be
She's
doing
gonna
good.
She's going to spread the word about Big Ho, and
Absolutely.
I'll spread the word about her,
yes,
her group
we will.
As well, her company.
That's right.
One hand washes the other.
Absolutely.
So we're going to get ready to wrap it up.
Okay.
On my Instagram, once again, hit me at gclefthrealtor, g_clef_the_realtor. Website is gclefproductions.com. DJ Biggs, what's up?
Check it out. Facebook and Instagram, DJ Biggs Orlando, 2 G's. Hit it up. Hit it up.
All right. And Cindy, go ahead and introduce that old school hip hop song that we just mentioned on the Big Ho Pod Show. What is it?
UNITY by Queen Latifah.
Ooh, UNITY.
My girl Cindy Cherry, we thank you guys for checking us out. Give us a great rating on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on TuneIn, and on Mixcloud, and coming to iHeartRadio soon.
Yeah,
We're waiting on it.
I'm feeling like I'm just by sitting next to her, I feel like I can splash a little water on my face now.
There you go.
You want me to splash it for you?
No, no.
We got a couple bottles right here.
We got water bottles right here.
Goodbye, y'all. Goodbye. See y'all. Goodbye.
Holy water.
Another flow. Every time I hear a brother call a girl a you're a trying to make a sister feel low. You know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring rap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block. I had my cut off shorts on right cause it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break the block. I punched him dead in his eye and said,
who you crying?
Here we go.
I saw you wildin', acting like a fool.
window jumping girls after school. But where did all of this come from? A minute ago you wasn't heard and nobody ever heard of you. Now you a wannabe. You barely know your ABC. There's plenty of people out there with triggers ready to pull it. Why you trying to jump in front of the bullet? Young lady, and real bad girls are the silent type. Yeah. Ain't none of this worth getting your face sliced, cause that's what happened to your homegirl, right? Walking with nobody. She got to wear that for life. Who you calling a